Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a very special bonus episode of Mama Said. We are so inspired and honored to have our guest today. She is the founder of Chick Mission. And before I even try and describe what it's about, how it was founded, where it came from, I think that Jenna and I should just turn the floor over to Amanda, the founder herself, to tell us all about it, because, again, we are so inspired and so grateful to have her doing this work and here to tell us about it.
Thanks.
Hi.
So good to hear both of your voices. I am thrilled to be included on, you know, an amazing platform, you know, really talking to women about, you know, every day, all day, powering through.
That's right.
And honestly, I am just like all of you and all of your listeners. I, you know, grew up in New York and went to college and, you know, started my career and, you know, got married and moved to the suburbs. And then one day I was on vacation and I, you know, saw something funky and felt, you know, tried to feel my breasts and all of a sudden got diagnosed with cancer, like fast forward a few months later. And ultimately started Chick Mission to help women not only understand when you're diagnosed as a young adult, there is a very specific treatment plan and there are very specific things that you have to think about as a young adult who one day wants to become a mom. Mm. And one of those things is freezing your eggs. You really have to do it before you start treatment.
And so, because cancer treatment can affect fertility.
Yes.
Correct?
So there are a whole host of ways to treat it. It depends on what type it is and what stage it is and all those things that you hear. And some involve chemotherapy, which will damage your eggs. Some treatment plans will include 10 years of hormone suppression therapy. So you think about, you know, motherhood and fertility, and then you have to take a drug for 10 years where you can't get pregnant. You know, that really narrows that fertility window.
Yes.
Did you know, sorry, I'm choking. Did you know when you were diagnosed with cancer that the fertility thing was going to be an issue? Or did your doctor tell you and you were like, oh my God, this is a quick decision that I have to make?
Yeah, I mean, everything's coming at you so quickly. So you cancer and you are like, what? And then you're researching a doctor and an appointment and all these things. And then people are saying these buzzwords and, you know, chemotherapy, ACT, you know, do you have the BRCA gene? Like all these things are being thrown at you. And in passing, somebody mentions fertility and you're like, what? Hold up. You know, not only do I have to get treated for cancer at 36, I have to think about freezing my eggs because I might become infertile. And ultimately that's where I am today, completely infertile. And, you know, it's scary to look into the stats. Less than half of doctors tell you about fertility when you're going through cancer as a young adult. And, you know, that choice gets taken away from you, which is insane because so much else has been taken from you during this process, whether it's, you know, a hysterectomy or a mastectomy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it gets really scary really fast. And then you assume because certain things are covered by insurance and this is logical, like your insurance would cover your fertility, but that's just not the case, or it wasn't the case.
Unfortunately. So this is where Chick Mission was born, to channel, like you said on your website, to channel your frustration with reproductive health insurance coverage for cancer patients. That is your goal, right? With this nonprofit.
Our goal. We are frustrated, irreverent chicks who, you know, some of us were diagnosed and we were like, how on earth? So we want to educate people about their options. We want to, you know, get involved in some legislative things, you know, share our stories with advocacy groups and, you know, influence legislative change at the state and federal level. And then because these things take time, you know, we fund scholarships, we call HOPE scholarships, which basically covers the cost of a cycle of egg freezing and storage.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I just commend you first and foremost, because I think anytime that people can turn their pain and their struggles into a purpose and drive, it's not an easy thing to do. So let's recognize you first and foremost for that, because that is truly amazing. And then the second thing is, you know, how can we as women, as friends, as fellow mamas help so we can donate, correct?
Absolutely. We have a website, chickmission.org. You can go on there and support us in that way. You can volunteer. You can get involved in we do peer-to-peer fundraising campaigns, which are super fun. This year, we did something called the Great Egg Freeze, which was a virtual polar bear plunge. And hopefully we can get that going. That'll be an annual thing.
I want to do it next year. Count me in.
Mama said is on board.
Yes,
exactly. And actually, we're going to do one in California. So I'm like, I'm going to come right back at you.
Yes,
please do it.
But, you know, as simple as signing a petition for that goes to your state representative, that is super helpful. And now, so we started in 2017, there have been 10 state laws that have changed since the launch of Chick Mission. And not, you know, we certainly weren't the ones behind that, but we definitely have a following. We have some chicks out there, mamas, you know, people who've struggled with IVF, people who have had cancer, all the things, people, you know, who are aspiring moms, who are moms of multiples. And we all band together to work really smart to affect change. And it was New York and California were on our radar screen a couple of years ago, and both states have passed legislation. And now, you know, it doesn't cover everyone, but it covers some patients. We're working more ways to get more states to pass laws. So Texas is our next focus, and that's going to be 2021 when they're back in session. I'm actually going to spend some time living in Austin to get really radar screen.
Do you know who just closed in a house today in Austin?
No. Come on.
Hey, neighbor. We'll hang out. Surprise to our listeners, too, by the way, Jamie.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, way to break the news.
That's amazing.
We'll talk about that on another episode.
Yes.
We're getting you on that petition train, too.
Absolutely. But count me in. Give me a purpose down in Texas.
It's awesome. And actually, guys, we hit a huge milestone last week for Chick Mission.
Do tell.
So we hit 100 scholarships.
Amazing.
Wow. Congratulations.
We actually have, you know, that was, we gave our first in February of 2018, and we hit 100 last week, and we are elated. I couldn't believe it, given all that's happening in this world. But people need us, you know, they want to be moms. There's, you know, a direct correlation with cancer patients and depression. If they can't family, like there's just so many long-term effects they don't think about until one of your friends or friends of friends gets diagnosed and you learn about all these things.
I think also it's, you know, a lot of it is word of mouth. I mean, people would, just like you said, the doctors might not tell the patients. So it's kind of up to us to spread the word, which is exactly why we wanted you on Mama Said. Mm-hmm. If every mom listening to this could just tell one or two friends about this mission, the Chick Mission, look it up online and just educate yourself about it, because we are all going to know someone who's going to be diagnosed or has been diagnosed. And we can, you know, save them from never being able to have a child.
Well, right. Yes. And our listeners here and our mamas here, I mean, look, we love to bitch and complain, but we also know how lucky we are to be moms. We've all wanted to be mamas, and everyone deserves that opportunity.
I agree.
And I think that it's just so incredible what you've done. And also just to hear about like the 100 scholarships, you know, as much as there has been just immense amounts of suffering and pain over this past year, I think it's also really redirected people's focus. And I feel like people are donating more and wanting to help and reach out and connect with each other more. And Chick Mission is just one of those places to do that because it's really doing incredible good.
And I know that this is not going to end today we're recording, but it is Giving Tuesday today. Yes. And so if we could just pretend that it's Giving Wednesday when
December should be Giving Month.
And we also, you know, we've gone back and forth because Giving Tuesday, I mean, God bless the 92nd Street Y for coming up with Giving Tuesday. It's a wonderful thing. But
did they come up with that?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
So, I mean, talk about someone you want to emulate. But they, you know, we don't want to get lost in the shuffle today. So we're happy to take a donation whenever you feel like giving it. And we try to make it fun. We try to make it festive. We try to, you know, just really be positive and really be productive and use our experiences for the better. And this is how we all heal. And this is, you know, how we all, you know, some of my best friends are involved, you know, Jenna, we've got all the ladies and it's just wonderful to be able to take control of something that feels so out of control for so many.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, you know, there's unfortunately just hearing a lot of tragic stuff when it comes to pregnancy and stuff. But I also, it's like on one hand, you're like, is this happening more? But I actually just think it's people are just sharing. I think people are eliminating the shame and the guilt in struggle and understanding that we all go through a lot of different things and it's allowing them to like get help and get support. And I think that it's, you're going to have a lot of people that'll get behind you guys.
You're so right, Jamie. It's not that it's happening more. It's that just people are honest about it.
They're honest.
Yeah.
They're pathetic and they're just like, hey, we don't like, you know, Instagram's so lovely and so happy all the time, but like, let's be real. Let's talk about it. I had nipple disgusting, but it was cancer. And then I dealt with it. Now I'm better.
That's, I mean, my friend found out from nipple discharge as well.
Really?
Yeah. A year and a half ago. She's okay now. She's in, you know, I don't know. I know you can't say remission until it's 5 years, but she's
doing well.
Doing well. And
Well, that's the thing. Like we always talk about this. So, you know, when you're diagnosed young, you are strong. You are going to fight. You're going to win. And then what? You know, like then figure out the rest of your life. So
yes.
Well, I have my mammogram next Wednesday and it's always like a scary thing for me, but this makes me feel like empowered and, you know,
we're going. I just read a really bad stat today about like mammograms are down like 50%
because of the pandemic.
Yes.
Terrible.
You're like, oh,
that's terrible.
Well, Amanda, we hope that we just got a lot more people on board of your Chick Mission train. And we're so grateful for you to spend some time with us. I will see you in Texas and I will be knocking on doors or whatever you need. And you guys, again, it's thechickmission.org. Find out how to donate, get involved.
Letter. We promise we won't spam you. We don't do that.
You do not spam. I will tell you that right now.
Thank you. We take pride in that. But yes, Joni, follow us, get involved, sign a petition or two. And we're so grateful to have all the listeners, you know, listening, you guys inviting us to share. And we love you guys for doing what you're doing.
We love you too. Thank you, Amanda.
Our pleasure. Wish I could hug you through this computer screen.
Thanks so much for listening to Mama Said. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Alex Inger, Will Sterling, and Steve Delamater. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts and tune in for new episodes every single week.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Ha 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 ha! time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the Waberhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the Waberhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus,
hmm?
You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves a potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.